I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, listen, we have a very special guest this morning. It's 9.07. Hey, Isla, can you turn the audio off on your phone? Uh-oh, not the whole camera.
Oh, no, not the whole camera.
Yeah.
Got it.
There it is.
Okay, great, perfect. So please welcome to the show, if you would, Mrs. Vinny. Christina is on with us. Hurry up, Chrisarella.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. And Isla's
Tuesday,
got
it. Right?
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday or something. Yeah. So you have something special that you would like to talk about. What are we?
Yeah, except for Mr. Vinny left the room.
Of course he did.
Gee, I wonder why that happened. He's so... He's so helpful all the time. You ever notice he just wants to please, cares so much about what your needs
He's
are?
He's getting coffee.
Oh, well, that's, you know, perfectly acceptable. It's a morning show.
Oh, here he comes.
Okay, all right.
Star of the show. Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Oh. Yep, we've been, I think we got a new job. They,
Yeah. We don't. Yeah.
No, we wanted to get on and sing happy birthday to you, honey.
Oh,
yeah. We're kicking off your birthday weekend. It's going to be a big party around here all weekend.
Is that right?
And I believe we're live on Instagram right now. Are we on the Brinny Boy Instagram or on Alice?
Yes, we are. I'm not even sure which one we're on. Sometimes I just lose track of which one's which, you know?
All right. So every now is
Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Cameron's right down there.
Cameron's on.
Look at how calm she is. I was trying to tell Edie, look at how calm she is.
Edie's in the background just waving between the ponytails and the hands. It's all going on.
She's usually calm when she's in my dad's arms.
Yes. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
No. I'm ready.
All right. Ready,
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear my daddy. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Love you. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been actually it was one of the things I was hoping for as we were broadcasting from home that we get to see the family. So we see Isla quite often, but we hardly ever get to see you, Chris.
Well, I'm chasing after you know who.
Yeah,
I get 10,000 steps a day just chasing her. I don't know how that happens.
In your house.
In my house.
And yesterday I gave my mom $20.
Yes, we make our kids pay us, so.
Oh. Well, that's only fair. I mean, you are entertaining
them
the whole
time. No, I just gave it to her because my dad said he wanted $50, but he was just joking around with me.
So. Where'd you get $20 from?
My piggy bank.
Oh boy, that's quite
just
the piggy bank there.
Grows in there. We have money grows in the piggy bank.
It does. Well, that's why you put it in there.
I say to my dad, I'm a money hunter.
Oh, you're a money hunter. You know, I was a bit of a money hunter when I was a kid too. Finding coins.
There's a lot of money in the laundry. You should start doing that. You might find some money in there.
No,
a good place for money hunters.
There is no money in the laundry.
Oh, no, that's true, Isla. There's tons of money in the laundry, especially if you, like, shake out and fold all the clothes. But you have to, you know.
You got to do the whole thing.
No, they can't. There is no money in whatever it's called.
All right.
I think we're getting the hook.
Hey,
bye, guys.
Have a great weekend. Really nice to see you.
My dad said he needs to do everything.
Yep, he does. Cameron. He needs to do some stuff.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Hassan family. Nice appearance. Oh, Cameron's waving too. Oh my God, so cute.
Can't go back to mama.
Vinny, that's super fun. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're
I didn't
welcome.
Hear any of it, but
it was great.
Okay.
I'll send you an air check.
Yes.
Super.
Make sure you post that somewhere all over the place.
Hey, I want to read a few texts from the people that do we have any business to attend to or
no, none, okay. Zero.
Let's see what I've got. So our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinfro, just wondering your feelings on gene washing during the whole COVID-19 situation. I know you were against throwing him in the washer, but how about now? Thanks, Gene. You know, I've only worn sweatpants for, I'd say, the last month. So my jeans don't need to be washed because they're not going out. They're not leaving the house.
Yeah. That is, that is one thing I will miss about this is, I mean, the day I have to put a bra back on. That's going to suck. And jeans.
Oh, the horror.
I know.
Who says you have to put a bra back on, Sarah?
Yeah, you don't. That's the problem.
I
got to
put one on, you know. Ever since that one time I was waiting in line somewhere and some lady looked at my chest and went, ugh. I was like, oh, you can tell. It's a big T-shirt.
Well, it's in your head. She was probably talking about your hairdo. You don't even know.
No, she was looking around at my boobs, though.
Oh.
Just, ugh. I was like, but I'm.
Why don't ladies support other ladies for things that they want to do? I don't get it.
I don't know. Girls are brutal to each other.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
I can't find Grill Box online. Is it just called Grill Box?
I think so.
Yeah, grillbox.co, I think.
Dot what?
CO. Co.
Oh.
I thought CO was like a English thing. .co.uk.
Happy groovy birthday to Vinny and my daughter Morgan, or Mo, a 2020 grad and turning 18 this Sunday.
Oh, I'm so
happy birthday,
happy birthday, Morgan, and I'm very sorry about prom and graduation, and you know, you'll have these stories to tell your grandchildren someday. I didn't get to go to my prom because I was in isolation.
Uh-huh.
And back then we had social media, not this like brain implant thing you kids have these days.
Happy birthday, Vin. It's my birthday on Sunday, too. We are twinsies.
Aw. 35 again, Vin. Remember when we used to always say on the show that we were all 35 years old?
Dude.
And then it was like, it got a little ridiculous, so we had to move it to 40. And then even now, we're just like, F it. We are what we are, 1,000.
It really does. Just there you are living your life, and suddenly these markers keep coming up, and you're like, what? 51?
I know, it's crazy. And I'll tell you something, spoiler alert for you people who are 30, and you think you're getting old, you're not. Like, I was like, oh, well, I'm 30 now, so I guess I got to start acting like you're still a kid. Like, enjoy it and remember that even though you're going to keep getting older, you're still going to feel like the same person inside. It's actually true what my mom used to tell me. I still feel, you know, you still have the same feelings. You just, the packaging just gets a little road worn.
Yeah, and some of us get more worn than others, depending on how we took care of ourselves.
That is true.
Through the years.
Yeah. Mm. The sun turns out it's not your friend. Although you look adorably sun-kissed right now.
Who are you talking to?
Whoever's out there still worshiping the sun,
say,
I guess.
What, you know, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't go out and tan the way we used to in the 80s where, you know, like when I was a kid, I'd go to the beach, we'd surf in the morning, and then they'd put up what's known as blackball, which means everybody who surfs on an actual hard surfboard can't be in the water from like, I think it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we'd just lay on the beach and wait until 4 p.m. and then we'd go surfing again.
Because it was dangerous for swimmers?
Yep.
Oh.
Exactly right. So beaches where a lot of people turn out in the summer, like Newport Beach, where I learned to surf, there's no surfing in the summer during the day.
Uh-huh.
So you got to get there early and you got to be there late. So we'd spend the whole day on the beach.
Yeah, what
laying
are you
going to
do? Go home and then turn around and come back? But you got a parking spot, and you're already parked there.
No, this is even before then. This was when we took the bus.
Oh, well, right. So what
so there was
do,
no
ride
leaving.
The bus
it
home?
Was just we'd get in the bus. We'd be there at 6 in the morning, and then we'd stay till the last bus took us home.
Well, and it was probably exactly where you wanted to be. All your damn friends were there, you know?
And you can't believe it, but I was pretty into girls.
Oh,
and
you?
Weirdest thing, girls wear almost nothing on the beach all day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it was where I wanted
Boy, that
to be.
Was really lucky for you. That's
it
so...
did work out, yeah.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
Yeah.
Did
well,
you
wound up
this?
With a good one. I love your wife. I'm just, thank you for letting her come on. That is definitely one of the benefits of the home quarantine is seeing people, you know, seeing Cameron,
right.
Seeing how Cameron's hair, if you don't pull it back, it just hangs like a curtain in front of her face.
Oh, that happens to Edie too.
Yeah.
Hulk baby. I see that all the time with Hulk baby. It's adorable.
It's so we put a barrette in it to keep it back, and then she pulls the barrette out and puts mm-hmm. the curtains right back down.
Yeah. Could you give her bangs?
We could. We're trying to. We did that with the first one, and then ultimately we realize it's easier to grow it out.
And then just pin it back.
Otherwise, we got to keep cutting that. And kids are squirrely. It's hard to cut bangs.
Sure. If there you are with scissors right by their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you guys... The other day ago, the movies reviews. Lived in California all my life, and I love Taki areas.
Taki areas. The way you say taqueria. Taquerias. You know, it's bad because now there's a taqueria near my house, and I always call it the taqueria.
Yeah. Your motto should be the Sarah and Vinny show. Believe it or not, we talk for a living. Hey, you don't need to be.
Oh my
so
god,
picky.
I almost spit my coffee out. That should be our motto. Like, and we're still like 30 years later, we're still doing it. Like, how is this possible? Oh, my God.
Because we're having fun. That's why.
I think that must be why it works. Because, man, there are like totally pro people out there doing stuff that. Whoo, and here we are. Professionally unprofessional.
Is it crazy that this whole thing and our clean air, maybe the future will have to curb carbon days and no businesses open? Maybe one day a month. It would be interesting to see now that we've sort of had to figure out how to make it work, how many people will stay making it working.
Right.
Boy, add that to the list of things we say. Ugh.
Yeah, it's
making
a,
it working.
Well, you know, believe it or not, they talk for a living.
Right.
I lament that it's, look, I wanted to go back to normal as much as anybody else does, but knowing that this has been really good for Earth it makes me a little bit sad that we're just all going to go back to normal at some point and start stinking the place up again.
You know, I've mentioned him 20 times, and it's not fair because he's our friend, and so we say this one particular small business, but it is a representation of all the small businesses. Our friend Alan, who owns a music store, it's not one of the big, you know, corpo-owned things, and I don't want him or any other small business that we love and rely on to go out of business at this time. People's right. lives are, as much as I want the Earth to be better,
yeah.
I hate to see the effect of this on people's small businesses.
I think maybe as we get toward the end of it and we start to get prepared to go back out, we really need to think about how we can support local businesses because it's true. That's where we all work. I mean, sure, a lot of us work for bigger companies and corporations, but a lot of us work right in the town that we live in, and those businesses rely on business from the people nearby. Bananas at Large, just one of the many small businesses suffering right now. Shame.
The trip, too, where that's concerned is that many people, myself included, have been asked by our companies to take pay cuts during this time. And it's a trip to think, like, that's the deal.
Even well, look, I want this station to be here when we get
No,
back.
No, and I don't disagree. And I was like, all right, I guess we've got to do what we've got to do. But that's the unfortunate reality is we're not going to come out of this richer. So we're not all going to be in a position where we could just go out and spend.
I know. Oh, my God. If anything, people are going to be like, please let me have a job.
Yeah. The
long-term impact of this is we don't even know yet. It's Friday. Let's do something fun.
OMG, Vinny. Ozark. Mind-blowing. Thanks for the recommendation.
We finished it last night.
What?
I know.
And now is the first time you're telling us?
Because I can't say anything.
Anything.
You saw too?
You saw the end too?
I'm at halfway through episode 10.
I don't know how you stopped. And you,
I had to stop.
You are about to see the most insane 30 minutes of television. Oh my God. You're covering your you can't. I can't even.
I want to drag it out. I think I should go 10 minutes at a time.
Don't do it, man.
I'm going to be so bummed after this is all done.
So give me your review without spoiling anything of season 3. What do you think?
Here is my review. Look, that show's great. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not for everyone. It's pretty violent. It's crazy tense. Like, these people they're involved in terrible things, and you love them, and all this crap is going down. I will say, I got in the 9th episode of this season, second to last, things got so bad that I was just like, oh man, like, I don't even, like, what can happen? 8, 9, and 10 are tough episodes, but crucial things are happening during them, and it's oh my God. When do you think you're gonna finish it so we can?
I'm gonna watch this weekend. I don't know if we'll get finished, but we are into it. I'm really into this show, and I actually think, unlike some other shows that I've watched in the past, there are no push episodes happening in Ozark. Like, mm-mm. Every episode is a thing and stuff happens and you are like, wow.
I will say this. I can't believe where they left it. That's what I'm going to say.
That's your review of season 3. I can't believe where they left it.
I cannot wait. I don't know how long goes by in between seasons. Is it a year? I just don't know. I don't remember when the last one came out, but oh my God, you're just like, you're going to leave me here? Oh my God. Bryn, just watch it. Just sit down and watch. I mean, the last half hours. I just can't.
That's rad. I'm super excited. All right, good. My boyfriend, my BFF, works at Lowe's. Sales are through the roof and people are being awful.
Oh, that sucks. Well, come on,
I'm
people.
Sorry
Let's
to hear
try
that.
To be a little nicer. Take a breath. Be a little more patient. Stand the hell back. Keep your mask on. Get your gloves on.
The Joann Fabrics in El Cerrito is packed every day and the checkers have no gloves and they have masks on, but they're not across their face, just hanging from the ear.
What?
What?
I'm not surprised that Joann's is busy. I mean, I kind of am surprised. Huh.
My hubby is painting the entire 2,100 square feet of interior and baseboards. LOL.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, although being trapped in the house with the paint smell is tough.
Yeah. Well, this nicer weather we're about to have will help with that. Air out the house. Yeah, paint smells can be a... I was thinking about painting a wall. I mean, what the hell else am I doing, right?
Well,
mask making.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing quite a bit actually. You've been more productive than I have.
I have been pretty. I've been down on my hands and knees weeding. That's for sure.
It's so funny how Vinny's daughter is just a mini version of him. How she says she won't sing. It's something Vin would say.
I know.
Yeah,
no, I'm not doing that. She has no problem saying no. No. I don't want to.
Good morning, Alice family. What happened to Vinny on Alt 105 yesterday? I listened for him, but did not hear him at all. The show that I will be doing on Alt 105 is only an hour long, and it's a music show. So it's only going to have, in an hour, I'll probably have a total of 3 minutes of talking time. But it's still going to be fun. I'm super stoked about it. And it's not starting until...
This coming Thursday.
Yeah, this coming Thursday would be the way to word that. Thank
you have a lot going on next week. I think you're going to do... Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
All right, he's going to do an Ask Me Anything. We're going to do these Ask Me Anythings. So Vinny's going first. So on Instagram, you'll get on the Alice973 Instagram live. And I think Bryn is moderating the thing, right? So mm-hmm. You're going to get all the questions.
Right.
You'll hear promos for that.
Questions. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's anything you ever want. And listen, listeners, do not hold back. Ask anything.
Well, here's the thing, and I've always felt this way, always, as, and I guess maybe because I'm a radio guy, I feel this way, but you can ask anything.
Mm.
I think that. I feel like anytime we've had guests in, and then they go, I don't want you to ask me. It's like, right. You know, what the hell, dude? How about if I just ask you, and then you say you don't want to answer that?
Yeah, and say it politely so that we can move on and not have an awkward thing between us.
It's not that hard. So the truth is, yeah, ask anything. That doesn't necessarily mean I owe you an answer, but I'm down. I'm down. I'll sit there and ask and hear the questions.
That should be fun. I can't wait to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Vinny, I was in Tahoe the weekend you went with Christina. I saw you two and took a picture of you guys from the back. I think you were checking into the hotel. I'll look for it this weekend.
Oh, my God. That might be the first picture. Do you think you took pictures before that?
There's definitely no pictures that we have from the Tahoe weekend. So if there are any, the station would have them or this person has them.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to access the station's archives. I mean, there might be some face forward pictures from that weekend because we were all in Tahoe. What were we doing, a golf tourney or something?
It was a golf thing. In fact, Christina and I were on the golf course that weekend, and I don't even think we did a broadcast.
Yeah, I think we just took a bunch of listeners up and hung out for the weekend. In fact, I think I had a house there at the time, and I might have just stayed there. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago.
11 years?
Yeah, something like that. Only took Vin 10 years to marry her.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I asked a bunch of times prior to that. She just said no.
Yeah, so I'm sure that was the case. All right, let's
Look at the time.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up now. We'll be back to say goodbye in just a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Another week of isolation completed for us here. I don't know how long you've been in isolation, but I hope everything's going well. Keeping your family safe. Keeping your hands clean. Don't touch your face, you know, all that.
Meet us on the other side of the weekend for week 5 of the stay-at-home shows.
Yeah, unreal. It's been fast and feels like forever all at once.
Yeah, well, what's weird is it starts to feel normal, like being at home all the time. Like, I don't want it to get to be too normal.
No, I don't want it to either. It's a weird, it's a weird tear. I thought I'd absolutely love it. And it turns out, we'll get back to
it. I didn't want any of this. So the truth is, it's not up to me.
Right,
I'm just
exactly.
Making the best of things. And, you know, hey, thanks for letting my family sing happy birthday, you guys. That was nice.
Yeah, listen, have a great birthday. You know, try to do something a little out of the ordinary if you can and have a good one.
I'll ask and see if she'll let me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll at least get some cake, so that'll be fun. What will it be, like a vegan, gluten-free?
I don't think cake's coming
maybe
into the house.
You'll have a secret cake that you can eat in a closet somewhere that
we might have a late night cookie party after the kids are in bed, but that's about as much as can be snuck into the house right now.
Funny. All right, well, listen, have a great birthday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have fun with the Kapuros. I believe they'll be over.
Yeah, they're apparently coming over. I had to, like, lay down the law with Scott today. He's like, well, we'll be there. Blah, blah. I go, you know that this isn't a hangout, right? This is you getting a change of scenery. We're not really going to see you. We're not going in there. You're not coming in here.
I can't wait to hear how that goes for you.
I'm sure that's going to be, I'm sure it'll be very smooth. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.